Product management presents a fascinating paradox. You're responsible for a product's success, but can't directly tell anyone what to do. This leadership without authority challenge defines the role, requiring a unique blend of influence, empathy, and strategic thinking. Unlike traditional managers who can simply assign tasks, product leaders must guide diverse teams, engineers, designers, marketers, executives, through the power of trust and shared vision. What's more, you rarely get to choose these team members. They're assigned to you, creating a constantly shifting dynamic that demands exceptional adaptability. The dual nature of the role compounds this challenge. You must simultaneously lead others while actively contributing to product strategy, research, and planning. This balancing act requires working across multiple levels, from high-level vision to daily execution details, all while respecting the self-organizing nature of agile teams. How do you lead when you can't command? The FBI's Behavioral Change Stairway model offers a surprising answer. Originally developed for hostage negotiation, this framework reveals that genuine influence begins with active listening and empathy, steps that cannot skip. Empathy emerges as the cornerstone of product leadership, enabling you to understand stakeholders' perspectives, create psychological safety, and ultimately become more persuasive. This doesn't mean constant smiling or avoiding tough conversations. Rather, it means genuinely caring about others even when addressing problems. Two common barriers to empathy include being too preoccupied with our own agenda and confusing projection, assuming others feel as we do, with true understanding. Overcome these by practicing mindfulness and approaching conversations with genuine curiosity. Beyond empathy, continuously developing your expertise is essential. Without sufficient understanding of user needs, market trends, and competition, earning trust becomes nearly impossible. Remember, too, that your influence depends partly on management support. Without a senior sponsor who can advise and back you during escalations, gaining respect becomes significantly harder. Imagine trying to use the same leadership approach with a newly formed team of junior developers and a seasoned group of experts. It simply wouldn't work. Effective product leaders develop a repertoire of styles they can deploy based on context. Team maturity significantly impacts the appropriate approach. Newly formed teams typically need more hands-on guidance, while experienced groups thrive with greater autonomy. Use retrospectives to gather feedback about your leadership effectiveness and adjust accordingly. Your approach must also account for organizational culture and business context. In hierarchical companies just beginning to embrace teamwork, people may need encouragement to share ideas. During crises, worried team members might require more directive leadership than usual. When teams consistently miss goals despite retrospective discussions, you must address accountability directly, with empathy, but also clarity about expectations. The most successful product leaders consciously choose which style to apply rather than forcing everyone to adapt to their preferred approach. Trust, that magical ingredient that allows relationships to flourish, creates psychological safety where people feel comfortable speaking their minds. Without it, interactions remain superficial, tough decisions get avoided, and collaboration suffers. With development teams, treat them as equal partners rather than implementation resources. Include them in product discovery and user research, allowing them to observe users directly. This leverages their creativity, leads to better decisions, increases motivation, and strengthens commitment. Remember, product people should manage products, not teams. When concerned about progress, share your perspective, but don't dictate solutions. Allow teams to take full responsibility and hold them accountable at sprint's end. With stakeholders, your job isn't to please them, but to guide them toward creating value. Use the power interest grid to determine engagement strategies, focusing most on players, high interest, high power, as key partners. Rather than managing stakeholders individually, which creates silos and weak compromises, build a collaborative community. keep the group stable over time, practice collaborative goal setting, and bring people together physically to build trust. Goals create shared purpose and direction, but only when properly structured. Imagine a chain linking vision to execution. Product vision informs user and business goals, which determine product goals, which then help identify sprint goals. The product vision describes the ultimate reason for creating a product and the positive change it should bring. As an inspirational goal, it can't be measured and might never be fully realized. That's acceptable as long as it guides everyone involved. User goals describe problems users want addressed, like lose weight, while business goals state benefits the company seeks, such as opening new revenue streams. Product goals are intermediate steps covering 2 to 6 month time frames, while sprint goals state the desired outcome of a single iteration. Effective goals should be shared, realistic, inspirational, alignment creating, autonomy fostering, and holistically linked. While working toward goals provides direction, be careful not to tie your self-worth to them. Product failures are common in innovation, and clinging desperately to goals can make failure devastating. Instead, hold goals lightly. Make appropriate efforts, but maintain perspective. Have you ever noticed how the quality of your listening dramatically affects your relationships? Most people listen with the intent to reply rather than understand. Steve Covey identified 5 listening levels, from ignoring to empathetic listening, the deepest level, where you not only receive what's said, but connect with the speaker without necessarily agreeing. It requires full attention, an open mind, and a caring attitude. Pay attention to your internal reactions while listening. Are you glad, sad, angry? Do you feel the urge to interrupt? Speaking effectively requires following Buddhist right speech principles. Speak with right intention, tell the truth, ensure your message benefits listeners, use kind words, and choose the right time for communication. When emotionally affected, pause before speaking and acknowledge your feelings. I'm feeling confused right now. I need a minute to digest what you said. Speaking truthfully goes beyond avoiding whys. It means recognizing that truth can be subjective, influenced by our state of mind and biases. Kind speech uses words that help rather than harm, treating listeners with respect regardless of their behavior. What if workplace conflicts could become sources of innovation rather than frustration? Despite conflict being natural, we often resort to ineffective resolution strategies. Win-lose thinking, truth assumption, believing the other person is wrong, problem-solving without addressing emotions, blame games, and artificial harmony. Like an iceberg, visible disagreements sit above hidden emotions, needs, and interests. In workplace conflicts, acknowledging feelings is crucial. Jumping straight to problem-solving makes others resist even objectively sound solutions. Nonviolent communication offers an effective framework. Observations, feelings, needs, and requests. This approach builds trust and understanding by addressing root causes. Effective conflict resolution requires calming your mind and letting go of adversarial thoughts. Try looking for positive qualities in the other person, stopping the reinforcement of negative thoughts, and seeing things from their perspective. Remember that most conflicts arise not because people are difficult, but because they have different information, experiences, and needs. By approaching disagreements with curiosity rather than judgment, you transform potential battlegrounds into opportunities for deeper understanding and creative solutions.